Step 4, train your body. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally. I don't know about you, but I'm training hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else about it, and then missing out myself. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are alike to you. Psalm 139, 11 through 12. God as coach. For me, the most traumatic aspect of training for a triathlon, besides jumping into a chilly pool at 5:30 in the morning, has been the swim portion. Almost everyone freaks out about that section of the race. I'm not a pretty swimmer. I know how to swim. Well, it might be more accurate to say that I know relatively well how to keep from drowning. Without any swim coaching, I was an aqua disaster. I usually did a frantic combination of all the swim strokes, and then when I was tired, I'd flip on my back and backstroke until I hit a buoy on the outskirts of the course. Then I'd reposition myself and head to the next buoy. So, like a wet human pinball, I would somehow survive the swim portion of a triathlon. Then I signed up for an Olympic triathlon with a 0.9-mile swim. That's almost a mile. The sheer need to survive the swim portion in order to parent my daughters into the future compelled me to improve my technique and meet with a swim coach. The first time I went to a coaching session, I didn't know any of the drills or basically anything about swimming except the part about not drowning. Assessing my skill level, the coach put me in a special lane, exclusively for me, and gave me the most basic instruction. The swim coach taught us a certain form that would protect us, especially our faces, during a race situation. When everyone's legs and arms were thrashing about, you can mostly avoid that by swimming in the back of the pack. We ran swim drills to help us focus on the most efficient form of cutting through the water. We worked on breathing techniques so we wouldn't get worn out, or worse, panicked during the swim course. Eventually, I learned to move through the water with more power and efficiency. I was able to move up from my own special lane to the second slowest lane. A great victory for me. Even with the incentive of that visible progress, my mind tended to wander while I was swimming. Somehow, the rhythmic splash, breathe, kick would pull up anxieties for my everyday life. When I've had certain big decisions to make, I felt stress more intensely because I couldn't turn to my late husband for advice. During one of my swim training sessions, I noticed how my restlessness affected my performance. When I was stressed and rushing, my form and breathing went all to pieces. I was gasping for breath, pushing myself to keep a fast pace, and mostly gulping water, which didn't help matters. Coach Larry taught us that when you feel your form falling apart, you need to pause. Purpose to relax. Find your beginning form again. Get a rhythm. Take time to breathe. And start over. That advice became important to me in my everyday life as well. As soon as I calmed down, found my form, stopped rushing to find the end, and took time to breathe, I could feel a belonging and a flow. I stopped flailing about and felt my body cutting through the water, working in harmony with the elements. Sometimes in that moment of peace, my anxieties felt lifted away, and my problems achieved the clarity of perspective or acceptance. Of course, the answers to my life decisions didn't magically appear, but the process of getting back to the basics, taking time to relax, honoring the speed that worked for me, and purposing to calmly breathe went a long way. Sometimes the answers we are searching for don't come right away, but with the proper technique, you can actually enjoy the swim while you're in the water. My swim coach was there to help me achieve success. He loved his job and took joy in my progress. All that was required from me was to show up and be willing to do what he instructed. I had figured that in writing this book, I could make it so generic that many people could use it. So I first determined to focus on the health and exercise components for grief recovery. However, I discovered that unless I also sought to connect with God through honest prayer and reading the Word, total and vibrant healing wasn't happening for me. Yes, I felt strong, but I was still secretly anxious. When I watched our swim coach instructing, encouraging, and challenging us for our own success, I could feel God whispering in my heart, "Will you let me coach you?" Exercise and healthy eating. I really struggled with depression after Jason's death. Two significant discoveries for me was that what I ate and adding exercise with a finish line helped me to make major leaps forward in my grief journey. I felt stronger, my body felt calmer, and as a result, my life became exponentially better. I felt so much energy, and that feeling of strength permeated every aspect of my life. I watched this happen with my first team of widows as we committed to train for a sprint triathlon together in less than 5 months. We accomplished this task with the volunteer expertise and leadership of a friend of mine, Tara McLean, who is a personal trainer. In the span of 4 months, not only did the bodies of my widowed teammates change dramatically, but more importantly, their perspective on life changed as well. That's what I want for you. I want that sense of strength, renewal, and reclaiming your life. I never thought after I lost my husband, wow, this is a great time to train for a race. Grief is overwhelming. There are no words for the pain. I suggest, however, that you simply start the process of moving your body. Consider crossing just one finish line, a simple 5K, which is a 3.1-mile course. It doesn't matter if you finish last. Walk the whole course if you like. I do. I'm not a fast racer. I have never placed in a triathlon. Let me say that again. I have never placed in a triathlon. I usually finish towards the back, even in a 5K, and especially in a 10K. Over time, I have learned to enjoy building up my distance. I love to bike ride. I now like to swim, and I can tolerate the run power walk portion of a race. I started when my young daughter made me walk my cul-de-sac in my pajama pants. Take a year to ramp up to a 5K. Just try for one finish line. If your health does not allow it, you can still work these steps. You can still educate yourself about healthy eating choices and make one positive change in your eating, get used to that, and then make another. You don't have to get this all perfectly done in a year's time. These steps work like a spiral staircase, taking you ever higher in your life. Just take the next step.